Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the first lecture of Unit 9, Components and Development of Large-Scale Systems. With the growth of the Internet and of connected networks in general, the development and deployment of large-scale systems is commonplace. Large-scale systems can be decomposed, are usually complex, and are often decentralized. A large-scale system has many concurrent users who connect to the system using a network. These systems are quite different from the standalone workstation with just one user. This slide shows the objectives of this unit. For our first objective, we will discuss the building blocks of a large-scale system. We will then walk through the system's development lifecycle, or SDLC, for the next five objectives. As there are costs involved beyond the design and build phases, we will end with a discussion about financially supporting a large-scale system over time. Listed on this slide are the three topics for this unit: building blocks, the system development lifecycle, and financial support. What exactly are systems, computer systems, and information systems? We will discuss these definitions as we proceed through the next three slides. We will then examine the information system goals, the technologies used to reach those goals, and system stakeholders and their roles. Systems are collections or groups where individuals work together as a whole in the performance of a task or tasks. Individuals can be people, parts, components, pieces, units, or whatever makes up the collection or group. Characteristics of systems include, but are not limited to, its complexity, the set of rules governing its behavior or structure, and its cohesiveness or interconnectivity. Society is the association of people with the same interests, and culture is the knowledge and values shared by that society. A sociocultural system is, then, a group of people with similar interests, knowledge, and values. A biological system is the association of organs working together in harmony to provide life requirements such as circulation, respiration, digestion, and reproduction. Computer systems combine the computer, software, and peripheral devices necessary to make the computer function. A workstation is a great example of a computer system. Business systems provide goods and services. A business system consists of people and/or machinery, processes and/or procedures that allow the completion of work to make the business function successfully. An accounting system is an example of a business system. The computer is a programmable machine that receives input, stores and manipulates data, and provides output in a useful format. A computer program or software is the sequence of instructions that enables a computer to perform a specified task. Peripherals or devices are attached to computers. They are not part of the core computer architecture, but expand upon its capabilities and are dependent on it. Hardware examples include the case containing components, such as a motherboard and the video card. Software examples include Windows 7, operating system, and office productivity suites such as Microsoft Office that includes applications such as Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Device examples include printers, scanners, and webcams. An application is a computer program or software designed to help the user to perform singular or multiple related specific tasks. A computer is a system built of hardware, containing software, and attached to devices for processing information. A computer system is a group of connected computers with additional hardware, software, and devices to process more information. An example of a small computer system is a home or small office with a few computers and one shared printer. A large-scale computer system is capable of processing large amounts of data. An example within healthcare is the patient record system, holding information for all clients such as prescriptions, lab results, illnesses and conditions, and operations and their outcomes. An information system, IS, is a collection of people, processes, procedures, hardware, software, and data combined to support decision-making, management, and operational activities. This collection works together to generate information needed by users in the organization. It supports day-to-day information needs and long-term planning. It is used by employees and clients, customers. Knowledge is the product of information and data. To survive and thrive, a company must constantly improve their business knowledge. A business process describes a specific set of transactions, events, tasks, and results. To maintain and expand, a company needs to keep track of and find ways to improve its processes. Communication improvements are directed toward two critical goals. 1. Information systems need to provide effective and efficient communication interfaces to users for the promotion of teamwork and the coordination of activities. 2. Information systems must interface effectively and efficiently with other information systems, both inside and outside the business. Database technologies contain data structures, database schemas, fields, indexes, and other technology-dependent components. Not all information systems use database technology for business data storage. Legacy systems were often built using flat file technologies such as VSAM or Virtual Storage Access Method. These flat file data structures were built into the programming language used to write the programs using those files. COBOL, or Common Business Oriented Language, originally employed on mainframe computers, expressed the flat file data structures as picture clauses in the data division of the program. Software technologies can be developed in-house, purchased, or purchased and customized. These programs instruct the computer to perform tasks requested by the computer user. A simple example is when you press a key on the computer keyboard. The computer processes that command and executes the action associated with that particular key. Interface technologies refer to both system user and system-system communications. Graphical user interfaces, GUI, makes work easier for the users, but has complicated the design process for system designers and builders. A GUI provides graphical icons and visual indicators as opposed to text-based interfaces, typed command labels, or text navigation to represent the information and actions available to a user. Take a look on your computer desktop, the screen, for examples of GUI icons representing the recycle bin, various folders, and different applications. Middleware is utility software that allows the different technologies of application software and system software to work together. A stakeholder is anyone with an interest in the existing or proposed information systems. Stakeholders include technical and non-technical workers. Stakeholder roles can be filled with internal or external workers. Each stakeholder group has a different perspective of the same information system. The success of a project is in direct proportion to the active participation of the different stakeholders. System owners are high-level executives or managers who are interested in information that adds new business knowledge. Their primary role in a systems development project should be to define the scope and vision for the project. As the project sponsor, they need to supply clear requirements and expected project outcomes to the development team. They will approve the formal requirements for the system and determine acceptance of it. A system user is anyone or anything that uses the system. This can be a receiving clerk, a nurse or doctor, a customer or client, or another system. System users are knowledgeable about the data that describe the business. As information workers, they capture, store, process, edit, and use data every day. System designers have information technology backgrounds and carry job titles such as system analyst and system architect. System designers are concerned with the database technology used by the information system to support business knowledge. They translate the system user's business data requirements into database designs that will be incorporated into the information system by system builders. Their view or perspective is constrained by the limitations of whatever database management system, DBMS, is chosen. System builders are the computer programmers and developers who develop the system and the databases. They must represent data in very precise and unforgiving languages. A system owner is the individual, organization, or enterprise that is legally and administratively responsible and accountable for the system, its development, operation, products, byproducts, and outcomes and disposal. Owners usually represent upper management, and they define the project vision and expectations in terms of their insight into the problems, opportunities, and constraints of the business entities and roles. For example, the federal government can be considered a systems owner of the systems developed as part of the HITECH Act. Scope is defined as the extent or range of view, outlook, application, operation, and effectiveness. Vision is the desired or intended future state of an organization or enterprise in terms of its fundamental objective and/or strategic direction. These two words are used with respect to business knowledge, processes, and communications. There are two types of system users. Internal system users are the clerical and service workers, technical and professional staff, supervisors, middle managers, and executive managers within the organization. External system users are customers, suppliers, partners, and employees. System users may interact with the system on a daily basis, so they are concerned with the system functionality as it relates to their own job. They want the system to support what they do easily and accurately. You are a system user in that you will be using the new health information systems. Technical software support people, trainers, and implementation support specialists will also be system users as they help doctors, nurses, and staff learn and use computer applications. Internal system users in medical informatics include the clinicians and practitioner consultants. External system users include patients and medical supply representatives. The focus for system users is on business issues, as they pertain to the data and the processing of that data. It is important that system users provide data requirements that are consistent with and complementary to the information scope and vision provided by the system owners. Additionally, system users must communicate necessary process and interface requirements so they can perform their jobs efficiently. The system designer knowledge base consists of data structures, database schemas, fields, indexes, and other technology-driven components. Most of these technical specifications are too complex to be reasonably understood by system users. The systems analyst and/or database specialists design and document these technical views of the data. In other words, they use tools and techniques to transform business data requirements into database schemas. Examples include practice workflow and information management redesign specialists. System designers will come from the ranks of healthcare professionals as information sources. The information technology experts will ultimately define and design the systems that the builders will then build. Each one of the information systems, IS positions listed on this slide, has an expertise that will ultimately benefit the system. Database administrators are crucial to the design, function, and maintenance of databases. Network architects work with the physical components of a network and handle the functional organization and configuration, operational principles and procedures, along with data formats used in system operation. Web architects and graphic artists ensure internet and intranet interfaces, web pages, are functional and aesthetically pleasing. The work of security experts includes protection of information and property from theft, corruption, or natural disaster, while allowing the information and property to remain accessible and productive for its intended users. Technology specialists provide systems analysis development, installation, modification, maintenance, monitoring, and/or integration of computer operating systems, applications, networks, and databases to meet business needs. Business data requirements are an important part of systems design. It is imperative that all data elements are complete and correctly defined. By way of database design, the system designers allow for more efficiently accessible data and thus improve business knowledge. Business processes and software designs improve effectiveness by mapping the movement of data through the system and telling the computer what to do with that data. Improvements to business communications are handled by well-designed and easy-to-use interfaces. These interfaces are what the system users employ to enter and retrieve data needed for their work. Programmers are the core system builders and possess very technical backgrounds in computer languages. Applications programmers write the code behind applications. As mentioned earlier, an application is a computer or software program designed to help the user to perform singular or multiple related specific tasks. System programmers write the code to manage and integrate a computer's capabilities. This code typically does not directly apply in the performance of tasks that benefit the user. Database programmers write in structured query language, or SQL, which is the most commonly encountered database language, and allows communication with the DBMS, where the data is stored. This is covered in Component 4, Unit 6. Network administrators are responsible for the maintenance of the hardware and software of a network. See Component 4, Unit 7, which includes deploying, configuring, maintaining, and monitoring active network equipment. This information technology, IT position, is rarely involved with direct user support. System administration also involves security, and the security administrator is crucial in the protection of information and property from theft, corruption, or natural disaster. They must keep sensitive and valuable information and services protected from publication, tampering, or collapse by unauthorized activities or untrustworthy individuals and unplanned events. Their objective is to prevent unwanted computer behavior. Webmasters make sure web servers, hardware, and software are operating accurately. They also design websites, generate and revise web pages, reply to user comments, and examine traffic through the site. Webmasters are well-versed in web transaction software, payment processing software, and security software. According to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, to integrate is to form, coordinate, or blend into a functioning or unified whole. System integrators link together the different computing systems and software applications physically or functionally. They apply and manage the glue that holds the system together. System builders create the database or other file structures that hold and allow processing on the data, which represents the business knowledge. They write or add to the data processing programs used by the computer system. And they devise workable interfaces so that users can effectively and efficiently load, process, and retrieve data and information to and from the system. Systems analysts figure out how to use computers to get things done. Computer systems analysts work with business analysts to understand the situation and requirements to determine what the system needs to do. Practice workflow and information management redesign specialists are examples of job roles for the business analyst, with clinician, practitioner, consultants adding the working knowledge and information that helps in the analysis. An external service provider, ESP, is someone outside of or external to the business that is contracted to work on the system. Healthcare experts will need to look at information technology experts for analyzing, designing, and building computer systems to meet their goals. A consultant is usually an expert or a professional in a specific field and has a wide knowledge of the subject matter. Information technology consulting is a field focusing on advising businesses how best to use information technology to meet their business objectives. They also implement, deploy, and administer IT systems on behalf of the business. Project managers are responsible for planning, execution, and the successful closing of any project. They are responsible for accomplishing the stated project objectives. This includes arriving at and stating clear and attainable project objectives, building the project requirements, and managing cost, time, and quality of the project. Project managers should have the full responsibility and authority required to complete a project. They should have some business expertise and some technology background. They manage the project, but seldom participate directly in the activities that produce the end result. A project manager must have the skills to maintain the progress, mutual interaction, and tasks of various parties in such a way that reduces the risk of overall failure, maximizes benefits, and restricts cost. This slide shows a diagram that illustrates the goals of knowledge, processes, and communications from different stakeholder perspectives and the technology needed to address those goals. The building blocks of information systems are seen at the intersection of goals, technologies, and stakeholders. Looking at the goal to improve business knowledge, we see that database technologies are utilized to capture and store business requirements. We also see that system owners are responsible for information scope and vision. System users are interested in the business data requirements. System designers are involved with database design, and system builders arrive at the database solution. This is a business knowledge perspective of information systems. The middle column of the business drivers section is the goal of improvement to business processes. Looking at the technology drivers for this middle column, we see that software technologies drive this business process perspective of information systems. System owners provide the functional scope and vision of the information system, while system users are interested in the business process requirements. System designers deal with the business process design and software design, and the system builders consider commercial software packages, custom-built application programs, or a hybrid of both. Business communications as an information system goal requires system users to develop the communication scope and vision. System users are vested in the business interface requirements so they can do their jobs quickly and efficiently. System designers design the interface and system builders develop the interface solution. The technology driver for business communications is interface technology.